What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another sick woman file. For those of you who are new to my channel, as you well know, we live in a society that does everything it can to either paint women in a positive light or to paint them as victims, no matter what they do. This particular series is meant to show women are truly capable of some of the most depraved shit known to man. Now, let me start off by giving a quick shout out to the Lion of MGTOW, who posted this on his community tab. Gentlemen, this sick, depraved article was published on the 5th of February. Now, I am not going to mince my words, nor am I going to restrain myself on this one. Michigan evil woman says SpongeBob told her to delete her 3-year-old daughter. Gentlemen, this right here, this article, when you read it all the way through, I hope you would have the same emotions that I would have, which is this woman deserves an extraordinarily brutal end in the penal system. I hope that the female prisoners have the same code that the male prisoners have, i.e., children are off limits. So yes, in my heart of hearts, I hope this person meets a very brutal and violent end. A Michigan woman whose 3-year-old daughter was found dead in a trash bag told investigators that SpongeBob ordered her to delete the child or she would face death herself, a report said on Friday. So much for the idea that mothers are so selfless that they would give their lives for their children. Person, 22, allegedly stabbed the young child multiple times on September 16th, 2 days after the child's 3rd birthday, before stuffing her body into a black trash bag after she was hallucinating due to weeks of heroin withdrawal and lack of sleep. She's charged with felony murder and first-degree child abuse. Gentlemen, that right there. I got another story that I'm going to do tomorrow. And I'm going to give Hammerhand a quick shout out for posting this story on his community tab. There's a father up in Canada who is losing custody of his children because he refused to get the jab. But yet we have a drug addict crack whore who can keep custody of her child. Ryan Eberlin, an investigator with CPS, testified during Friday's preliminary hearing into the case. Eberlin, who interviewed, I was going to say her name, but her name is completely and totally unworthy of leaving my tongue. He interviewed Evil Woman on October 1st, said that on the day the child was deleted, she said that she had left her mother's Ascada Township house where she was living and passed out in a graveyard, according to MLive. She said she then returned to her mother's house and attempted to delete herself before she deleted her daughter. How interesting. A lot of these evil women in these cases, they always attempt to delete themselves. However, they're always unsuccessful with it. But they make sure to delete the child, no problem. Quote unquote, she told me she didn't remember the specifics of what happened at the time or what she did to the little girl. That she was experiencing hallucinations due to heroin withdrawal and was not sleeping for approximately 2 weeks, Evelyn said. Quote unquote, she was getting hallucinations from the TV that instructed her to take her daughter's life or they would kill her. Prosecutors asked Judge Christopher Martin to move her case over to circuit court for trial. The request was granted and a pretrial hearing was scheduled for 9:30 on the 28th of February. He ordered her to remain in jail without bond. Quote unquote, my heart goes out to the family who's here, the judge said at the hearing's end. Good luck to you, said person, as your case proceeds. I couldn't even read the full article because the details of what she did to her daughter. Yeah. It will definitely make your blood boil. But conveniently placed excuses. Oh, she was a drug addict. Oh, she was going through withdrawal. However, there's one thing that is not mentioned at all. The child's father. How is it that a drug addict can keep custody of her child? What a truly sick, depraved society that we live in. Yeah. Drug addict mothers can keep custody of their children, while good, honest fathers fight tooth and nail just to try to get any sort of visitation. But yet, we still think that this society is fair and just. However, when a man says, you know what, I'm done, and washes his hands of that child, oh, the court of public opinion wants to come down on him like a fucking avalanche. No. Nope. However, I do reserve the right to say this. If the child's father tried his hardest to fight for his daughter and the court still blocked him, then you know what? I would not blame him for walking away. You can only fight so long, so hard, before you finally say, you know what? I'm just going to wash my hands of this. But still, the fact that this woman was a drug addict and people knew she was a drug addict and nobody stepped forward to protect that child, yeah, shows you just how fucked up this society truly is. But anyway, read the full article. Just see what the hell she did to her daughter. And that right there, gentlemen, I'm going to reiterate, should bring about seething rage. And I'm going to reiterate this. I hope this woman meets a very brutal and violent end. And if there's a spot in hell, I hope they throw her into the lowest circle of it. That's my opinion, and I stand by what I just said. Anyway, like I said, gentlemen, read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And for all you ladies out there, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and every convenient excuse you have for your sick behavior will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, situations like this might just lead to a man putting on the mask And guess what? I'd have zero problem with it. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
I've seen some pretty horrible things in my life, but this is just...